All right, good evening, everyone. Today is a Wednesday 9 p.m. live stream. We are back on schedule again. Today we really want to talk about SRS. Okay, and I'm very sure some of you already know what's SRS, but some of you may not be very familiar with it. And we are coming on to a year end soon, which means some of you quite kanchiong lah, right? I'm kanchiong that, should I really go and top up SRS or not? Right, because is it really worth it, and what is it really about? So we will really come and talk about this SRS in this whole session. And if you have any further questions, I think you can leave them in the comments or the chat space. Then we can go through these questions so that you can understand better whether you should contribute to SRS. All right, so today's live stream is also sponsored by Poems, who is also one of my collaborators for a long time. So I'll be shouting out some of their products and promotions lah, because I'm also a customer of Poems First. Yeah, so today's purpose, I want to share more about SRS and how Poems can help you achieve your SRS goals. All right, so meanwhile, as more people are streaming in, okay, then we take a look lah, okay? All right, I think I will cover the theory and the basics first, okay? And then later, more people coming will start off with the Q&A proper. First thing, I think what we want to understand that as is that SRS is optional, totally optional, right? It is not mandatory like a CPF, so it's a mandatory voluntary kind of retirement scheme. Okay, that means that you are saving a sum of money to your retirement account so that when you retire, you can then use this amount of money. Okay, and this amount of money have many users one. Okay, and the way SRS behave, it is like a bank account. Okay, so it is exactly a bank account because you have to be at least 18 years old to open it, not be an undischarged bankrupt, and you have to be financially capable of making contributions. Okay, so there is a limit of how much money you can contribute to SRS. For citizens and PRs is 15.3K, $15,300. For foreigners, you have a much higher cap of $35,700, and that is the annual contribution cap. Okay, and you can only hold one SRS account for one NRIC. Okay, so if you want to change SRS bank, next time you have to close your current SRS first, then you go to the new bank and apply. Okay, all these are very basic stuff lah. But y'all want to see like the real juice, right? We move on. Okay, the main thing of people thinking about SRS is that they want to see the tax savings. Okay, if you don't have any tax savings, if you don't have income, if you don't have something that you want to deduct tax for, then SRS makes total no sense. Okay, what it means is that SRS is primarily a tax saving kind of scheme. Okay, so because you can already invest with cash, what? So why should you go and contribute to SRS? It's only when you want to deduct your taxable income. So here is the example that I've given. Right here, the first original taxable income is 100K, and we are talking about taxable income. That means after whatever deductions that you have, okay, be it CPF and all that stuff. Then at 100K taxable income, you contribute to the max 15.3K. You deduct that, it becomes 84.7K, which is the new taxable income. So your estimated tax savings based on the IRAS income tax bracket of 11.5% will be $1,760. Okay, I want you to keep this number in mind, because usually people around this kind of income tax bracket, they will start thinking, should I contribute to SRS or not? Or is my income worth it or not? Okay, usually around the double digit tax bracket, like 11.5%. Some people do it lower, some people do it higher. It's really up to you. But I want to keep in point that you need to know of the personal income tax relief cap of $80,000 per annum. Okay, so if you exceed the cap, there's no point trying to contribute to SRS anymore because you already hit the cap, especially for all the working mothers. You all have some child relief, working mother child relief. So make sure that you don't exceed the 80,000 cap, or you just hit the 80,000 and you are good. Okay, don't over contribute, otherwise no benefit. Next one, I want to talk about, even if you don't need to contribute to SRS this year, what is the advantage of starting an SRS account? Because for those of you who don't have SRS account yet, there is something known as just opening the account and put in $1. Right, so once you put in $1, you will lock in the statutory retirement age, which is currently at 63 years old. Okay, next year, is probably going to be raised to age 64. So what is this statutory retirement age? Is that only from the statutory retirement age of currently 63, then you can start to withdraw your SRS without any penalty. Okay, so if you withdraw your SRS before the age of 63 currently, you will be subjected to a 5% penalty tax, they call it, right? So if you just want to lock in the age, even if you don't think of doing SRS contributions today, you just open the account first. You open the account, nothing wrong one, okay? You don't need to maintain the account or what. There's no annual fees for the account. You just open first, okay? You open the account first. And you can open the account first, whether by 31st December or before the next announcement, the effective date. Because next year, 2026, they are raising to 64. And then by 2030, it's going to be raised to age 65. Okay, so be very clear. The previous time, I think it was raised from 62 to 63. So I'm the 62 batch. Okay, for those of you who are currently contributing, you will be at the 63 batch. So if you don't want to contribute, you open the account first. Nothing wrong with. All right, I'm going to cover three myths about SRS that cost you money. Okay, number one, because some people, they think that SRS is something like CPF. It's like locked forever. You can never access your money because it's like a retirement account, right? But this is quite far from the truth. Because there is an option, like I mentioned, for early withdrawal for SRS. Even if I contribute at my current age in my 30s, if there is a need for me to withdraw my SRS for emergency case or I just need that fund, I can withdraw it at a 5% penalty. So, example, my SRS right now at 50K, right? I withdraw that whole 50K. I will need to incur 5% of that, okay, as the penalty. So, and that is on top of your additional tax burden. Okay, so don't suka go and withdraw. Okay, when you put in SRS, it's really for the fact that you want to build long-term retirement savings. Unless it's really life and death situation, then you need to withdraw the funds. Otherwise, there are other more liquid assets, right? Like your cash investments, all these things that you can liquidate. Okay, you go and touch those first. SRS, try not to touch. Then, like I said, only after the statutory retirement age of 63, then you can start your penalty-free withdrawals. And once you start doing that, only 50% of the tax, only 50% of the SRS withdrawals are taxable. That's why there is a very strong case of using SRS, because you are now deferring your current year taxes to your future years. On one hand, only 50% of it is taxed after you reach the statutory retirement age. On the other hand, time value of money, you know, right? Your current value of money is much larger than your future years. Okay, so if you can defer the tax to your retirement years, by then the same $100 of tax is nothing to you in your retirement years. So that's the difference. Okay, so that's myth number one. Myth number two, there's nothing good to invest with SRS. Nothing. Okay. In the past when SRS just started, maybe yes, this is true. But over the years, over the decades, right, SRS has proven to have a lot of available options to invest. And especially in our past 3 years, especially from 2022 onwards, I'm sure you have heard people using their SRS funds to buy T-bills, to buy, subscribe to SSB when they were still at high interest rate, correct? So now, with a low interest rate, maybe it's not so good, okay? I don't want to give you financial advice, but the fact is that interest rates are dropping. And if you look at SRS and SSB and T-bills, they are not looking very good, okay? They are not looking very good in terms of the returns, the interest. And based on your risk appetite, because you can hold for a long term, right? This is your retirement account. This is not something you need in the next 5-10 years until retirement. But SRS, if you invest through POEMs, you can also invest in Singapore stocks, ETFs, REITs, unit trust, bonds, all this. Okay, I will share my own SRS investment later to the end of near the Q&A session. Then, I can let you all see. But if you don't invest your SRS, right, it's going to sit idle in that SRS bank account earning you 0.05%, which is a real waste. So when you contribute to SRS, always have a plan. Even if you put in T-bills, SSB, at least you're getting some return. Don't just leave it in the SRS rotting there at 0.05%. Okay. And the third myth is that no point if I'm young, because I've heard this for so many years. I've contributed to SRS since in my 20s. But if you're starting early, it's your biggest advantage. Why? Because if you open the account now, it lock in at age 63 statutory retirement age. I'm just telling you to lock. You lock it first. I'm not asking you to contribute when your tax don't make sense. Okay. So if, like, couple with myth too, if you have the risk appetite to invest in all these investments, right, it can, and you know it's SRS, so you won't go and suka go and take out, right? So you will just compound it inside within the SRS, and it has, a 30 years old has decades to grow their SRS investments tax deferred. So I am the perfect example, right? I am in my 30s right now. I started contributing since 20s. So I'm willing to let it grow in my SRS account, lah. Correct? Okay, just to put out some numbers right here. I mentioned don't let your SRS cash rot at 0.05% because that's the default interest rates held by the banks. And then the annual interest is 7.65%. The annual interest is $7.65 if you just leave it 0.05%. That's pathetic. And then if you look at, if we just invest at 5% return, okay, and that's a very modest return, 5%, this same 15.3K can grow to $40,595 after a period of 20 years. Okay. And there is an opportunity cost, right? Because when you contribute to SRS, you really want to invest it. You don't really want to just let it sit there. Okay. So that's the opportunity cost of leaving it at 0.05% versus 5%. Okay. I see some questions already. I think I answer this first. Okay. Element Master Riff says, do you need to do nomination for SRS? Okay, this one, I think it's more of legacy planning, right? So if you don't do any kind of, it's not like CPF where you have the CPF nomination kind of scheme. SRS will be part of your assets that follow the intestate law, right? Because it's under your name. Okay, so this one, you need to do the legacy planning, the will and all that stuff. Otherwise, it will just follow the intestate law. Do check the with the legacy planning officer or lawyer because they are more professionals in this. Okay, this is not my territory. Okay. But money locked up and cannot withdraw due to penalty. A lot of things can happen for the next 30 years. This is true. Okay. First of all, it is not locked up. Okay. It is just separated in this SRS account. You can actually withdraw it by a 5% penalty. So it's not say locked up. It's just that try not to withdraw. A lot of things can, of course, happen in the next 30 years. So unless you are really sure that you don't need the money, but it's not like CPF, you really cannot take out until retirement age. SRS, at least you still can take out. Okay, so that's the good thing that some people prefer SRS for, right? Because CPF is like really locked up to at least 55, then above the retirement age, then you can take it out, right? But SRS is not. SRS, even I contribute today, tomorrow I can take out already, but at 5% penalty, So don't do that. Okay. It's not recommended to do that. Okay. Moving on. I just want to share a bit on why you guys can, start looking at investing your SRS funds through Boyums, because Boyums is one of the regulated brokerages that has been with us Singapore for more than 50 years, right? This year is our 50th anniversary. So they have been a long time here. They are compliant and there is a little bit of pride, right? Like it's a Singapore brand, then if you are uncomfortable with all the online brokerages, they don't really offer SRS investing, so at least you have a 50 years old broker that may be older than some of you, including me, right? So I also use my SRS to invest with Poems. You can invest in Singapore markets like Singapore stocks, some of you like to buy all the STI, all the banks, the dividend stocks are. Then you can buy REITs, you can buy ETFs, you can buy bonds. You can even buy Singapore Savings Bond or T-bills, like I said. The other one is that global access, right? Even if you can only buy Singapore stocks, do you know that you can buy global unit trusts? Okay, so unit trust is different from equities. Unit trust is another asset, okay? But Poems allow you to buy unit trusts that can expose you to markets outside of the Singapore. Later, we will share more about that. Thirdly, is digital convenience because they have transparent fees and you can operate from your mobile phone. And lastly, the most important fact, okay, is a trusted platform. Like I said, it's MAS regulated, decades of experience serving Singapore investors. Okay. Hi, Chris. Already moved from CPF, moved the CPF IS to Poems. Oh, Poems. Oh, today we are not talking about CPF. Today we're talking about SRS. Okay. But yeah, good to know. I also moved my portfolio from to Poems this year, 2025. Yeah, so that has been one of my higher viewed videos because people are so curious. Later we share more. Okay. I want to talk about the pricing for Poems for those of you who are unfamiliar, because you may have this, you may not know how much they are charging. Let's start with the Cash Plus account. Singapore is charging you 0.08% with no minimum commission. Okay. And I'm very sure 0.08% is nothing fantastic, but no minimum commission is very fantastic, because some brokers, they may charge a very low percent, but they have some minimum commission, like maybe $25 or $27 after GST, correct? So you want to look for a brokerage that charges no minimum commission so that you can do smaller trades or investment orders. For example, if a broker is charging you $25, then every trade compared to Poems is going to be very different, right? And that's just for Singapore stocks. Okay, but SRS for stocks, you can only invest in the Singapore stocks. You cannot invest in US, Hong Kong, and all that stuff, because those are not available under SRS. But I mentioned, if you want exposure to global markets, you can go through unit trust, which is the bottom section. Okay, you can see the unit trust. There's no sales charge. There's no switching fee, no platform fee, no handling fee, no transfer in fee, and no transfer out fee. Of course, terms and conditions apply. There's an asterisk down there. But for most of us who are just buy and hold investors, there's no sales charge. There's no platform fee. That's all you need to know. So you just buy the unit trust there. The only fee that they are charging will be from the fund houses themselves, which is the expense ratio, okay, the management fee. Okay, that is not charged by Poems. That is charged by the fund house. Okay, then for those of you who are concerned about dividend handling fee, okay, it is only charged on the cash account. SRS, because the account is custodized by Poems, okay? Sorry, because SRS, the account is custodized by your respective SRS bank. So there is no dividend handling fee. This one, I have already confirmed when I started with Poems since 2022, okay? So don't be confused. All right, so I think the framework right here, when we talk about SRS investing, it's also quite similar to how we invest our cash, especially in our 20s to 30s. We are in the growth phase, right? We are just starting out our careers. We are rising up the career ladders. We are maybe starting out our businesses or side hustles, right? So we are in the growth phase, the accumulation phase, and we can take the higher risk appetite to really go higher proportion in equities. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, because we have a long runway for our investments and assets to compound. So time is on our side, which is why we don't need to focus so much on capital preservation or dividend income strategies. This has always been aligned to what I try to invest, right? Because when you talk about dividend income and wealth preservation, it's really more from the fact that when you are in your older age, like 50 plus, that's where you want to do capital preservation, because you may be at the risk of losing your job, right? Getting replaced by younger workers. And at the same time, you also don't need to chong so hard at your work anymore, because you already have like sufficient assets under management. And the other thing is that you don't have such a long runway to really compound investments anymore at your 50 plus, 60 plus near retirement age. So you can see from this step ladder that 20s to 30s, then 40s, there's a balanced approach where you start shifting from majority equities portfolio to slightly other portfolio. Maybe you like precious metal, maybe you like bonds, maybe you like a bit of dividend stocks. Okay, then yeah, you can take a look at the balanced approach during your 40s, and then 50s, right, you should start being conservative. Of course, this is just like standard investment framework. Okay, it's not like tailored advice to anyone, but I'm very sure if you go to any financial advisor, this will be the general advice. Okay, so it's very important to review your portfolio annually, especially when you step into the different age bracket. So right now in my 20s and 30s, I'm still in my growth phase. So I'm very comfortable with taking a higher risk. But I also understand that for some younger folks, they may not be able to take that level of risk yet, right? So they may also go for dividend income, wealth preservation strategies, which is nothing wrong. But you just have to accept the fact that your investments and assets likely won't compound the same level, okay, barring any black swan events. Okay. Kitsura says, not financial advice, but what would you buy using SRS since this is quite limited? All right, so I'm going to answer that question right next because this is my own SRS portfolio. First of all, this is only a screenshot, okay? It is not an investment advice or what. And I've been showing this, I've been showing my portfolio on Poems ever since I started talking about them earlier this year, right? I talk about why I'm shifting to Poems and then what's my current CPF Poems return and right now is my SRS Poems return. So this is accurate as of today's date, evening time around 5 p.m. last updated. Okay, I'm investing in a unit trust called Amundi Prime USA Fund. And I'm very sure that those of you who have watched my videos, like multiple videos, you all will know that I've been investing in this fund since they launched. Yeah. So what it tracks is that it tracks the performance of the So Active GBS United States Large and Mid Cap Index. Okay, so the fact is that if you want to buy a unit trust that tracks S&P 500, there is no such fund. Okay, there is, but it is not cost efficient. Okay, so I chose the Amundi Prime USA fund. It does not track the S&P 500. It tracks the companies that are also listed in S&P 500. So they track the company. So I cannot say they track the S&P 500, but it's similar. Okay, so here is my current portfolio returns. It's an unrealized profit of 5.6K. And that's around 11.8%. This is accurate as of 26 November. I entered this portfolio around February to March. I think early or late March, before the tariff drop. Okay, I remember that during the Liberation Day on 8 April, it dropped super rate. But I still held on. Okay, I did not add any more positions because this year I did not contribute so much to my SRS. But that's because of the tax reason. But this is my current SRS portfolio. My cost is around 48K capital. Okay, then my current market value is 53.6K. Yeah, so this is the current portfolio that I have. But I'm not telling you to go and invest it because you may not have the same risk appetite as me. I'm just showing transparently that I myself is a customer of Poems. And then you can, you know, go and take a look at this. Can go and take a look at this unit trust as well. There is also others like a Amundi World Index Fund or bond fund kind of thing. Okay, I have more details on this. I have more details on this on my channel. Like you can look at my main channel and then search Honey Money Poems. I'm sure I've talked more about it. Okay, with this, right, before we go into the Q&A, I just want to share a bit about all those people. If you're live tonight and you're open an account through my link here or this QR code, you will get a $20 voucher. Okay, $20 trading voucher. Okay. Even if you have an existing Poems account, you can also still open an account. Okay. So what it means is that even if you're an existing Poems user, if you have not opened an account using my link before, you can just scan the QR code or use the link, open an account, make your first trade, cash trade. I need to stress again, cash trade of $3,000. Then you can get a $20 coupon, cash coupon. This is on top of the welcome rewards that I'm showing here because the welcome rewards in this section is the stock coupon. They give you 5 times $10. If you, deposit $3,000, then tier two is that if you deposit $10,000 within 14 days, you can get 5 times $30 stock coupons. That's $150, almost like free money. So give you money to trade. Okay, it's more like a cashback on your trade. I cannot say give you money to trade, but it's more like a cashback on you to trade. Okay, I also have a Poems representative with us tonight. I'll invite him in shortly to really share about this promotion. Okay, so before that, right, if you have any questions, please write it in the... please just write it in the comment section. Later, after this sharing, right, we will go through the questions and answer. If you have any questions on the SRS and investments. And yeah, la, don't try to ask me for financial advice. La. I am a target already. Okay, please don't ask me for financial advice. But if you ask me about the theory, the background, the context behind it, then yes, okay, I can answer about SRS, especially if it's regarding tax. Okay, I can see you put a lot of efforts in the slides in educating us. Thank you for that. Yes, thank you. If you want to support, you'll just go and get the Poems account. Okay, meanwhile, you'll type your questions first. I think SRS is more or less every year I talk about it because I only talk about it one time every year. Otherwise, I keep talking about the same thing. But the truth is that every year there will be new people joining us, right? Then the new batch of people, they become more and more, they start to learn their financial literacy, which is why I think it's very important to share the of SRS literacy, right? SRS literacy. Okay, with that, okay, let me invite the Poems representative to share with us more about the promotion. Okay, Minghan, over to you.
Hello. Thank you, Chris. Hello, everybody. My name is Minghan. I'm the head of the dealing team. Thank you very much for having me today. And thank you, Chris, for sharing about our accounts. So just let me share my screen. Okay. Can you please let me know if you're able to see my screen? Thank you very much. Hello. Okay, great. Yep, so as Chris shared just now, there is this $20 SGX coupon. It is for you to trade if you're using cash. This is a way of saying thank you to all of you for joining us tonight. And just now, Chris already shared about the special rates. This is called the Cash Plus account. So I noticed a few things. I'm not sure if you guys actually seen the difference. A lot of low-cost brokers out there, this is there to fight with the low-cost brokers, right? The Cash Plus account. And you can actually use it for your SRS. It's a margin account type. So a lot of times when you place your funds inside, the system will always treat it like a cash trade first. And then the next day, my back office will liaise with the SRS, your agent bank. That's when we really know whether your SRS has sufficient funds. Being a margin account type, right? When you place in the amount, let's say you want to buy 10K worth, maybe you only need to have 5K cash for the trade to go through. This is the Cash Plus account. And this 5K, if you have funds in your SRS, the order will go through. This 5K will continue to earn some earnings, known as the money market fund. The other account type, which is like an older account type, is called the cash management account. Any of you first time heard of this cash management account? Can you please let me know by typing a me in the comments? Any of you first time seeing this thing called the cash management account? If you know what is a cash management account, you just let me know by typing a number one so that at least I know that, okay, what's our crowd like, whether you know what account types are there. So cash management account, when you buy Singapore shares, right, using cash, the shares are held under your own name in CDP. Hence, the rates are slightly higher. So this is the reason why some people, they don't mind paying more, because they can keep the shares under their own name in their own CDP. It's different from the margin account, the low cost that you guys are using, be it with Poems or with other brokers. Today, if you open an account with us using the Cash Plus account, because what makes sense for you to use the SRS? Number one, the SRS can give you a low rate, which Chris shared, the no minimum 0.08 all the way to 0.06%. That makes sense. And your dormant funds, right, to get the trade through can give you some earnings from the money market fund. And This is the money market fund I mentioned, the Access Funds Management Facility. Now, Sing dollars is about 1.11%. It's quite low now. USD is 3.8%. And I am from the CFD department. Although I'm from the CFD department, I don't just sell CFD, right? I am the sales team. I can do stocks, unit trust, ETFs, whichever. But to show, please show us some support, show Chris some support. Just open a CFD account with us. It's like a baby account. There's no charge in holding the account, but it's to let us know that, hey, you guys are learned people who actually follow Chris, and we can have more of such webinars together.
Yeah, and correct. Because like, you know, is, yeah, Mingan, sorry, let me just jump in. Yeah, so remember that in August, I also helped something with Philip. It's a live seminar. We talk about CPF investing. And now we are talking about SRS investing. All these are true poems. So I'm so thankful for poems being and Philip Capital and their team, right, being a partner with me. Because otherwise, we cannot, we always share this information online, but we are not sure like what is the real reach. Because every time when I see you offline, right, y'all will say like, hey, thank you for sharing this education, because you may not have already heard of it. So I'm also very thankful for Poyons and Philip having this platform for me to share. So if y'all want to support, y'all can also, yeah, you know, just open an account. It is free one, right? There's really not much requirements to open one. Yeah. Over to you, Minghan.
Thank you, Chris. And Kisura has a comment saying that you have a Cash Plus account, you can open multiple accounts just like with other brokers. Yes, you can do that. If your current Cash Plus account is already with us, that means you open with Chris. So this is where I can come in, I can do the appeal for you and credit you with the $20 cash voucher. If not, you can go ahead and open a new one. Yeah, so this is actually to thank you for joining us tonight. For Element Master, yes, you can open joint account. No issue with that. You can open joint account. And for Chris, there is a code that we tag to our different clientele. So QD3 is the code. You realize that there's this code called the QD3. This for us to know that, okay, this group of people, they are looking at CPF, SRS. Yeah, they are knowledgeable in this area. How can we add value to them? 5 to 10 minutes using your SingPass is very straightforward. And this is where you can put your names and they will ask you for your employment information and your financial information, your bank account information. This EPS is known as Electronic Payment System. In the past, when people need to fund in and withdraw funds, right, this is the so-called fast way. Now we have PayNow. But of course, if you have time, go ahead and link it up, because it's another avenue for you to withdraw and fund in. So over here, you'll be asking, you'll be asked whether you plan to trade in listed or unlisted SIP. So one of them is CFD, but you also have ETFs. So definitely you'll need to do this CAR, CKA kind of questionnaire. And last but not least, you just take the acknowledgements, your consent forms. Yep, so ensure that everything is filled correctly. So once again, this is the QR code to opening an account, right? And this $20 voucher. So just to give you all some timeline, you have until end of this week. On Monday, I will pull the new accounts. And if they're all from tonight's webinar, like the QD3 code, I will ask my marketing team to credit the $20 voucher, and you will have 1 month or so to do your cash trade. And I believe in mid-Jan or end-Jan, you will see the $20. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Back to me. Okay. I think to really conclude this session, right, you really need to take action before 31st December for those of you who are contributing to SRS for tax reasons. Okay, I know we have some questions on tax later. I'll tackle them one by one. Meanwhile, keep your questions coming. But if you really want to take away from this presentation, I think first thing, SRS is really used for tax savings purpose. If you don't have a tax reason to do it, you don't have to do it. Number two, if you don't even have an SRS account now, go and open one with either of the SRS banks, put in $1 so that you can lock in the statutory retirement age. Number three, invest smarter. Please don't leave your SRS funds idle at 0.05% interest, because it is just pathetic, right? You need to take a look at how you want to invest your SRS funds. And today we have a very good platform that we can do that through Poems. Whether you want to buy Singapore stocks, ETF, REITs, you need trust around the world. Yes, Poems can all do it, right? So at a very low cost also, like no minimum commission, and then the unit trust got no platform charges or sales charges, right? Okay, so I think that is the main selling point of why I continue to use Poems both as a customer and as a partner, right? So it's not like I share then I don't use. I use it. I put my whole SRS portfolio inside because I trust their platform, and it's really one of the best platforms to do it really with the low cost. Okay, with that, let's get on with the Q&A. Please keep coming with your questions. Kisura asks, although I know the answer, what is the income level where it makes financial sense to contribute to SRS? Okay, this number will differ from people to people, and depending on who, which online forum you read or which Telegram group you join, because everyone has a different answer. Okay, the generally accepted answer is when your income tax bracket is at least double digit. So that means the lowest double digit is 11.5% income tax bracket. I'm saying this is the general level. I'm not saying it's my level. Okay, generally accepted 11.5%, because it starts to feel pain, ma. For example, if you're like 100k taxable income, tax at 11.5%, that is like 11.5k. 11.5k, pain or not? Quite pain, right? 11.5k. And if you can reduce it by, you know, just now that our example, $1,760, I think it is quite good, ma. $1,760. Okay, but this is just a general level. If you ask me what's my level, I did it quite early when I was 7% income tax. That was when I was still in my 20s. Okay. Whether that is good for you or not, I don't know. But I will say that till now, I don't regret that decision, because now that I learn more about income taxes and how to really structure and optimize through corporate structure, I felt that it was a move that I needed to do back then. Okay. But some people, they only look at income tax strategies, SRS, when they are like 15%, right? So they will say anything below 15% don't make sense at all, right? Don't waste your time. So it really differs from people to people, but you must calculate for your own situation, because no one can really advise for you. You ownself must go and see your own situation. So that's my answer. Okay, not a very short answer, but hope you answer the question. Okay, Kisura, your account has no referral. Yeah, so you can contact the customer service to link it to my rep number, which is QD3. So QD3 is like my guild, okay? My guild name. Your play game got guild name one, right? You'll join the guild. You'll join the guild. Also, at no loss to you. It's just that they track, this customer is from Chris Network one. So then they are more focused on, you know, minimizing the trading costs, maximizing on the SRS and CPF investments. Yeah, correct. So you can still open a new Poems Cash Plus account, even if you have an existing one that is not tagged under me. Okay. I'm tagged under my guild, QD3. Okay. Yeah, so that is quite different from other brokers. Other brokers, you can only have one account, but for Poems, you can have multiple accounts within the same NRIC. Yeah, so you can do that. Is the $20 voucher limited to new Poems user only? Okay, this one, I don't think so. Okay, I checked with them already. As long as you open a new account under my guild name QD3, you just scan this QR code, you open the new one, and you tell them you're from Chris Livestream, the customer service, they would, because you already tagged to my guild. Actually, it's weird calling it my guild, but it's my link. How should I call it? It's like my group, my group, QD3. Then you will get the $20 voucher only for this people within this live stream, plus, you know. Yeah. Okay. So if you're new to Poems, you can get a new user welcome rewards, right? If you're existing, you're just open, right? Then you should be able to get it. I'm on endowments, can switch to POEMS. Okay, this one, I already made a video on this. Can you switch to POEMS back during my time? Last time, cannot. Okay, last time, unable to transfer. Now, I don't know. So what I did was that I exited my positions on the previous platform, and then I bought my positions on POEMS, which is the newer platform. Right. So I have a full video on this ready, lah, because this live stream is only on POEMS. So we stick to the POEMS platform, lah. Okay. No existing user also can get it if they open. Yes, correct. Go. Multiple accounts means we have different portfolios balances tagged to different account. Yes, fundamentally, yes. But it's no harm one. You can just open the account and keep it. Yeah. POEMS allow you to hold multiple accounts throughout the platform. So next time when you want to invest, I think it may also be transferable. Leh. Yeah, you can transfer across different POEMS account. Okay, I never tried before. Please go and inquire with POEMS staff. Yeah, they are more knowledgeable on this, lah. Okay. I don't want to give the wrong answer. But I think that since it's within the same company, it should be able to be done. Right? Since they say no transfer in and out fee, right? POEMS rep say transfer cost is not worth it, just sell and rebuy would be better. Yeah, this is true. Because there's going to be transfer fees, law, is whether the platforms want to waive it for you. And if you think about it, the processing time for selling and buying is much faster than transferring, because transferring need to go through both side checks. Okay. And the thing is that when you sell and rebuy, there is actually like market risk. So if market drop, then good for you, lah, because you sell at high, then you buy back at low, ma. But if market rise, leh, if the market rise means that you sell it on low, then you buy back on high. So there's a market risk involved. Timing, lah, is the timing risk. We can top up SRS for tax savings on any day of 2025 for tax savings. Yes. But let me say again, if you try to do it in the last minute, 2359 on 31st December, The bank may stop, because I've run Telegram group for many years already. Every year, okay? Every year, 31st December by 7 p.m., maybe the bank stopped working already. Then you want to contribute. Eh, cannot log in, eh? And not say cannot log in. Cannot contribute, eh? Platform lag. Okay, these are real-life scenarios. Because every year, 31st December, I'll see people ganjong on my Telegram group. Eh, why cannot do? Eh, why cannot contribute SRS? Ayah. So don't do it last minute, please. Okay? You try to do it a few days before. Maybe even 1 week before, I think it's good. Okay, don't do it on the last day, 31st December. Do you invest your SRS into a monthly lump sum or DCA across the year? Okay, ever since I bought my lump sum positions in POEMS for my Amundi, right, I have not DCA. Right, because this year, I did not contribute much to SRS for tax reasons. Okay, so the answer is not DCA. It was a lump sum. Oh, maybe three lump sums to be exact. Yeah, so there is no DCA. But if you want the DCA through POEMS, I think it's a good idea also. Because like I said, unit trust has no sales charge, right? So no sales charge means that you can do smaller size order, right? So every month, if you divide 15.3K, divide by 12, it's around $1,275. So $1,275 is like your monthly DCA, lah. Okay, of course, this is just an investment strategy. It's not like advice, because it's not like particular counter or what. But last time I used to do it like that, because I want to spread out the timing. Every month I contribute 1,275, go to SRS, and then the SRS will be invested. Yeah, so that's a DCA strategy. I'm DCAing my entire CPF portfolio so to minimize market risk. Yeah, so CPF, right, is quite different from SRS. So CPF, aside from the platform charges, CPF will also charge you per transaction, depending on the bank, right? So CPF, if you go with UOB, it's around $2.18 per CPF trade. If you go with OCBC or DBS, it's $2.50 plus GST. Okay, so go with UOB is the cheaper option. Yeah, but today's focus is not CPF. Like, this one I covered in my previous CPF event already. So that's the question. And that is also linked to what Johnny is asking about. DCA have trading fees incurred. So if SRS DCA, there are no fees involved. Okay, because okay, sorry, I have to repeat. If you DCA right into unit trust on Poem's platform, there are no fees involved because they don't charge sales charge, they don't charge platform fees. But if you DCA into Singapore stocks, then yes, there is a minimum 0.08% commission with no minimum fee plus whatever SGX is going to charge you as a regulatory fee. Okay, but I can assure you Poems is one of the lowest already lah. Okay, if you go and find other platforms like the banks and whatnot, maybe they will charge you much higher with minimum fee. So you are in good hands with Poems lah, and it's a 50-year platform already. Do you do any technical analysis valuation to decide when to invest your SRS or just whack when you want to invest? So to me, right, if you want to invest in the market index, the broad market index, there's no need or no point to time the market. Because you know what I'm going to say, right? Time in market is better than timing the market. This applies to broad market index funds only. Yeah. Okay, if you're talking about individual stock pickers, individual companies, then that's very different. They want need to do valuation. Okay, they want also need to do market analysis and all that. Okay, but for broad market index, I do not time the market. As long as I have funds, I'll put it into the investments to let it grow, to let it compound. Okay, I know that every time my timing very suay one. Once I invest in, the next day drop. Yeah, it happens a lot of times. And I'm very sure it happens to many of you also. But the truth is that we cannot control how the market happens. We can only control whether we want to invest in the market. So don't bother or don't fret about things that are outside the realm that you can control. Just stick with your DCA, dollar cost average strategy plan. And meanwhile, focus on your active income sources, right? Go and get a higher paying job or, you know, switch careers, which is very difficult this year, I know. But, you know, try to look for more money, more sources lah. Okay, will tax be auto-deducted by IRAS after topping up SRS account for DCA? Okay, so there are a few parts to this question. Will tax be auto-deducted by IRAS? First, yes. Okay, this answer to this part of the question is yes. And it's the SRS bank operator send the report to IRAS. So it's automatically deducted. Okay, if it's not shown in your IRAS NOA next year, I think March or April period, you just contact IRAS. But so far, never hear of people not getting it. Once you contribute, automatically you get it. Okay. Then the second part of this question is, if you want to DCA. So DCA, okay, let me repeat the process again of how you invest using SRS. So SRS is a bank account. Okay, it's just like your other personal bank account. SRS will be a bank account. So how you contribute to SRS is that you transfer from your personal bank account, maybe like $1,000 to SRS. So it's like a normal fund transfer, right? So that one counted as contribute to SRS already. Then IRAS will get your records that you contribute $1,000 to SRS this year. Then next year, they will do the deduction and release and all that stuff. Lah. Okay, then later, when your SRS bank account has $1,000, then you will think how you want to dollar cost average. So if you activated the RSP function on Poems, which they also have, Poems will then take the funds from your SRS bank account. Okay, so it's multi-step one. It's not like only one step so simple, but it's all background stuff. You don't need to really understand it. You just need to know that there is a flow from your personal bank account to the SRS bank account, then Poems will take funds from the SRS bank account during your DCA activation. Okay, I hope it's not too complicated to understand. But if you don't understand what I'm saying, you just ask again. Any pros and cons? How to choose between DBS, UOB, OCBC for SRS account creation? SRS, since there are no costs for investing, right? There really isn't much pros and cons. It just depends on where you want to put your bank account. Okay. For CPF, I went with UOB. My SRS is currently with DBS. Why is it with DBS? I don't have a very good reason. It's just that it looks convenient to me back at the time when I opened it in 2016. Yeah, I opened my SRS account in 2016. So it's close to 10 years now. Not much different, if you ask me. Because there's no fees involved. Just go with the bank you like. No? SRS, unlike cash, SRS, unlike cash trade, takes time to buy, so unable to time the market. Okay, so this depends on what you're buying. If you're buying Singapore stocks, listed exchanges, SGX, all this, right? It's real time, right? You will execute the order, the cash order, the same time as the market. So because that's like the equities market is live one, during 9 to 5. But if you buy in unit trust, whether it's SRS or CPF or cash, unit trust will take at least 2 work days to execute, depending on the cutoff time. So for your information, right, Poem's unit trust cutoff time is 3 p.m. every day. So if you submit your order before 3 p.m., then the order executed will be based on the current day, end of day price, which will be reflected 2 days later. So even though your trade order only gets fulfilled and shown like two days later, it is based on the 2 days before price, which is 2 days. Okay, Ken? A bit different from market equities lah. This is based on how I invested and observed. Why do you prefer a Monday Prime USA instead of global market, since US is quite debatable currently? Okay, so this one is investment preference really lor. Okay, I cannot share why I prefer US lah. It's a little bit stepping into financial advice theory already, but you know, let me think of how I want to word it. Okay. Do you realize that all this doom and gloom about US only happened in like after Trump took over? Sorry. It's more like more rampant after Trump took over. And especially this year when we see the USD kind of depreciate its currency against the world. Yeah, so before that, the roaring booming years of US market, no one really talks about it. Right. So investment, you cannot only look at 1-2 years. Okay, 1-2 years, you have a recency bias. You need to look at long term. And over the long term, if you stretch it over 50 years, 100 years, you look at history, although past performance is not a guarantee of future results, how far has the US market performed and how far has the other markets outside of US performed? Okay, then one, you go and do your own homework. Okay, I'm not going to give investment advice here. But it's just a personal preference law. Okay, last time, the advantage of using DBS for SRS is you can buy SGS T-bill online instead of queuing at the bank. Not sure if UOB, OCBC have changed now. Oh, is it? I didn't realize it. But no point now. T-bills is like what? 1.4, 1.5% now. And now that I think most of y'all can buy T-bills online already. I think everyone is very conditioned to buy T-bills online. Like all the uncle auntie, like after the T-bill rise to 3-4%, they all go and open internet banking account and then go and buy T-bill. Okay, what happens if SRS account is not enough to fund a buy order? Can the outstanding order be paid for using cash? Okay, so there's going to be two things, right? Number one, especially for you want to buy stocks, REITs, ETFs, through SGX. Okay, you will need to have the sufficient cash first. For example, your order size for SRS is $3,000 for a trade order. You first need to deposit that $3,000 cash first. So if your SRS not enough to deduct, then they will execute using your cash. At least this was my experience 3 years ago. 3 years later, I don't know what has changed because I never invest in individual stocks really in the SGX. But if you do unit trust, right, you don't need to fund it with cash because it will deduct directly from the bank account, the SRS bank account or the CPF or the CPFIS bank account. Only for Singapore stocks market, then you will need to fund in the cash lah. At least this was my experience. I don't know if anything changed after this. Okay, but if it's not enough, can the outstanding order be paid for using cash? I don't think so. Can it be broken up? I don't think so. It's either full or queue. So it's either full SRS. Maybe they will stop you at the order already. Like they say, hey, you got not enough SRS to execute the order. They will stop you already. Okay. Yeah, I think logically it should be this way. But I never tested it, so I cannot confirm. Were you saying that SRS withdrawal age without penalties tagged to the age that the government stipulated at the point of year when you open your SRS account. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Because my time when I opened my SRS bank account in 2016, it was at 62 years old. So that time I also learned about SRS. A, need to lock in, need to lock in, even though I don't need to contribute. 2016, when I was 25 years old, I go and open SRS account, put in $1 already. Yeah. So now, I think we are in our final few months where the statutory retirement age is at 63. Next year, probably raised to 64. But they will announce it very big. Then I will do a last announcement. So every year people keep sharing about SRS information, right? I feel that it gets a bit repetitive. So I will try to inject something new. For your information, all local banks are able to buy TBA online. DBS was first, OCBC second, UOB last to launch. Oh, I think I remember leh. Because last time when T-bills was getting like 2+% to 3+%, then all these online chat groups, hey, how to buy T-bill? How to buy T-bill? Then I also did like a guide on how to do it. That was in year 2022. DBS was first. But anyway, the era of T-bill is now over. Okay. 1.4% is pathetic lah. Right. This is a fact. Even CPF 2.5% is giving higher. Just that CPF, you need to wait until 55 years old, or the OOA account. Okay. So for those who come in late, I share a bit on my SRS account. So this is my current SRS statistics. So if you are watching this live, yeah, you can take a look. You want to screenshot it, whatever. It's just a fact. It is as of today, 26 November. My current unrealized gain is 5.6k. But at the worst stage, right, 8th of April, I think it was negative 10%. Okay, negative 10%, which means that it was negative 6k, lah, probably. So can you tahan or not? 6k out of 48k. Yeah, so investments not just limited to SRS. You really have to have the tahanability. I always say during my panels, speaking, right? Like, investment is not really about how much returns you have or how good you are with your money, but whether you can really hold through crisis or not. Okay? If you cannot hold through crisis, you will sell during all this market crash period. Because when I look at my April, it was horrible, man. It was horrible. It was red color. It was not green color. It was red color. Red color means loss. Yeah. SRS is a useful account that not many people talk about though. Okay, now the thing about SRS is that it really only makes sense when you start to get high income. So like this year, because some of my corporate profits are booked under the company, so it really doesn't make sense for me to contribute to SRS. Okay, but next year I may be able to contribute a bit lah. Yeah. So really, different strokes for different folks, especially if you're a sole employee, right? You just have one income source from your company, then maybe you are a very high income person, 120k at least per year, then yes, SRS, you definitely need to look at it. But if you are like a business owner, you can allocate your income between company and personal, then it becomes a very different discussion really. That's when you need to look at my business content, solo biz. That's why I really share how do you structure your income as a business owner sense, but not much people talk about it because business owner really very little. Even less than the people talk about SRS. Yeah, the truth is that most people have income aren't high enough for SRS to make sense. This is true. Because if you're earning at least 120k per annum, you're considered quite lucky. Even though some of you may think that 120k is not a lot, but I can assure you, with the median income of Singaporeans being 5.5k in 2024, really not much people would look at SRS one. This is the reality. Okay, so SRS, you really have to cross a certain threshold, like I said, 120k per annum or 100k per annum, which is exactly what Kisura say lah. You will start contributing next year when income breaks six figures, correct? Lo? That's when people really start to look at it. So before that, if you're five figures, you will think that, hey, no need lah. So not much tax to save, correct? This is the mentality lah. If I last time think like that, when I was 7%, then you realize that, hey, now I start my own business, also break the six figure, but I don't need to allocate so much of salary, right? Then I don't need to do SRS. I can park it in the company and pay corporate tax. That's fine. Then the next question will be, isn't corporate tax higher than personal income tax, right? Then that means you don't understand the full structure of corporate tax. You only understand the flat 17%, which is why you should go and look at solo biz content. Okay. All right, we are now at 10 p.m. already. Any more further questions on SRS? Okay, today live stream quite on time. We started with the presentation to talk about SRS, the basics, like who is it suitable for and some myth. You know, I just have a quick run through for those of you who come in late. Okay, so SRS is really for those people, citizens and PRs, you have different cap. And how it works is they reduce your taxable income and all that. Okay, and then how it works, you need to calculate your own taxable income after the deduction. Then you do all the calculation, income tax savings. You will save around $1,760 if you're at the 11.5% tax bracket and you contribute 15.3K. Okay, but if you run the takeaway, if you don't have SRS account now, make sure you lock it in because you want to lock in the 63 years old. Doesn't matter you want to contribute so much or not, but you just lock $1 inside first. Okay, $1 is all you need to contribute to SRS for now. Okay, and then I talk about some myth, why SRS lock forever, why is nothing good to invest with SRS and then no point if I'm young. Okay, all this myth debunk. Okay, I've used SRS for close to 10 years already. Okay, then very important thing, if you have SRS, don't let it sit idle in your account. Okay, make sure you do something about it. Then, I also introduced POEMs, why I really prefer POEMs, and I'm a customer as well as a partner, 0.08%, no minimum charges for Singapore market. Plus, if you invest unit trust through POEMs, you can get 0% sales charge, zero holding fees, zero platform fees, and whatever fees. They just don't have all the hidden fees. Okay, so this is like the standard investment framework. 20 youngster, you all can have higher risk appetite. Okay, maybe 40s, you're scared retrenched, you're balance a bit, get some lower risk products, okay, less equities. Then 50s, you need to talk about capital wealth presentation. Then I review my own POEMs SRS portfolio, around 50K for my age, not bad. Yeah, then make sure if you're doing a POEMs Cash Plus account, go and scan the QR code or use the link in the description or the pin comment. Go and get a POEMs account, right? It's free. Even if you have an existing one, just sign up for a new one and you can get the $20 stackable voucher. Okay, yeah. Kisura said, if you declare a loss, don't need to pay corporate tax. This is true. But if you are making a loss as a company, I think you're so something wrong with the business, right? Unless you are hiding the profit somewhere, okay? Otherwise, no business exists to make losses on. Okay. All businesses are expected to make profit. If you don't make profit, then no point lah. If you contribute to SRS, we don't need to do anything when it comes to income tax season. By right, our taxable income will be auto-lowered. Yes, correct. This is correct. It's automatic. The SRS bank operator, be it DBS, UOB, or OCBC, will submit the details to IRAS. IRAS will then do the automatic tax relief. And then it will be deducted from your taxable income. You will see it all when you prepare your income tax next year. Okay, I guess that's all the questions. Thank you everyone for your keen participation. Today we have quite a few questions on SRS. And if you're watching this replay, I hope that it can really help you strategize your end of year tax strategy, be it from CPF top-ups, SRS. Okay, all these I will cover in a separate video. 5 money things you must do before the year ends. This is the video that I must always do every year to remind everybody what they must do. Because you all will forget, 1 year later, I forget he said this. Then you'll come back again. Okay. Any more questions? You can ask in my Telegram group. Okay, go and join my Telegram group at HoneyMoneySG. Okay, this is free education for you. Okay, I have nothing to sell you other than you go and sign up for free account, don't even need money. Also, I remember New Private Limited got 3 years of corporate tax deferred. Okay, so to clarify, it's called startup tax exemption for 3 years. So your effective tax instead of 17% is like 4.25% for the first 100K. then 8.5% on the next 100K. So this is known as startup tax exemption for private limited. Okay, so it's not 17%. This one we go through in solo biz content. Okay, thank you everyone. Yeah, it's been a good stream tonight. Hope that if you're watching the replay, go and sign up for the Poems account and support the channel, right? Because we'll have more of this kind of content sometimes we do content, we also don't know who watching. So if you are watching, right, either you're going to join my Telegram group or, subscribe to the channel, click a like on this so that I know that there is people watching this. Otherwise, next year, if nobody watch, then I don't need to do already, right? Yeah, so show your support by commenting on the replay video and also liking it. So I know you've watched, especially to all our active contributors here, Kitsura, Wildcard Cast, and Johnny, and who else asked question? Element Master Rave. Yeah, all of you are very active tonight. Thank you for the questions. If not, it will be very boring talking to myself in this podcast live stream. All right. So hopefully, I'll see you all next week. I see what topic I can come up so I can chat with you all live on the live stream. All right. See you all and have a good night. Thank you, everyone. And bye-bye.